B-Pod Studios.
And hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good afternoon and welcome to Paul Brown Stadium in downtown Cincinnati for an encounter of the 10-3 New England Patriots and the 1-12 Cincinnati Bengals, who take the field along the banks of the Ohio River.
Every week we try to prepare to play our best on Sunday.
So Brady screens it left for James White. He's got to beat the defender with a block from Kearney across the 20, past the 15-10, to the 5, White into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Absolutely beautiful play design here.
Punt by Bailey with 1:45 to go. They nearly get to it with a punt at the 25, and he dropped it. He dropped it.
Slider.
The ball loose at the 23. Matthew Slater was downfield first for the Patriots. At the bottom of the file for possession.
Wow.
Slater and wins. Recovery by the Patriots. Brady takes the snap, backs up, looks left, now scans back to the middle, directing traffic, pressure, throws to the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
Caught by Haley. Diving catch. Touchdown, Patriots.
Oh. About time.
Dalton takes the step. Fires to the right. Pass to be intercepted by Gilmore. Goodbye. Gone to the 50. Left sideline 40. To the 30. Stephon Gilmore to the 10. En route to his second pick six of the season. Touchdown, Patriots.
What an angle by Gilmore off this. What a second half start by him here.
Tom drops back, hands it off to Burkhead. Runs it to the left side of the 25. Cuts it right across the 20 out of a tackle. Rex Burkhead back in Cincinnati for the touchdown, Patriots. Picked off by Stephon Gilmore. He threw right through the center boy. Gilmore with another interception for the Patriots. It's fifth overall. Dalton takes the shotgun step. Backs up pocket, squeezing down. Throws it down the right side. J.C. Jackson there. Leaps to make the interception.
Three.
Comes down inbounds at the 10 in front of Erickson. The Bengals are confused. Dalton stands and fires a deep ball down the left side. There's some separation, but then Jackson makes up for it. Another interception. Runs it back from the 10 to the 15-20. And J.C. Jackson steps out of bounds at the 25. The Patriots about to officially gain entrance to the postseason for the 11th consecutive year, for the 22nd time in 26 seasons under the ownership of Robert Kraft.
After we won, I wish we'd always do better. There's always things to improve on even when you win.
So, it's Sarge here, staring at you on TV, watching you through the camera, nodding at you creepily. The other headline, readers do not stare like me. I might cut off my eyelids to stare at you eternally.
I see you when you're sleeping.
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 It ain't just a toy. You can play with me, baby. I'll be your Santa too. Cause when the Utah is over.
985. Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and I'll tell you this. The Patriots have a chance to clinch the AFC East for the 10th year in a row, and Bud Light and 985 The Sports Hub want to send one winner and a guest to watch them do it. Winners will receive Patriots tickets to the last two regular season home games with VIP on-field access, and if they clinch the AFC East, you'll also have an opportunity to participate in the behind-the-scenes celebration with the team, plus you'll score tickets to the first home playoff game. It's a big prize. It's all thanks to Bud Light, the New England Patriots, and 985 The Sports Hub. Now, I am not a Patriots fan, and I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, which means I saw probably three Patriots games throughout my youth.
Yep. Barry Sanders running wild on.
They were on the Super Bowl and they were in the playoffs that year. I probably saw those games when I was 10, and I don't think they were ever on TV again. Like, they just weren't on national television.
Oh, they were blacked out. For years when we were kids.
Monday night.
The Giants were on TV all the time.
But just blacked out, period. There were games that were just never.
Oh, here locally? Yeah.
And weren't they not allowed to have Monday night games?
Yep. Oh, no. That was a bad.
Same with Silverdome, that they weren't allowed to have Monday night games.
I went to a game once. It was bad news bears there, man.
All right, so here's the deal.
Ask Boomer one day. It was a bunch of weed going on in the stands.
All right, so Murray has grown up a complete Patriots fan. You've had season tickets for how long?
Since 1993.
Okay, so he is a far better judge of fandom than I. So Murray and Adam, you can join as well. You're a local.
I'll sniff him out, yeah.
But Murray takes no guff. He's a man who is always ready to fight. He is a man who cherishes his knowledge of the Patriots. He came up here because he vetted some contestants, and he said, "You don't know Steve Nelson's number." And I went, oh, okay, well, we're getting serious here.
That was Bird's coach.
All right, so let's bring in the contestants here. There's going to be three contestants as we bring them in. There is a guy who is his face painted. Hey, how you doing? And he's got a kilt on. Baby. What's up, man? Thank you. And there's one guy who has a song.
Oh, wow.
That he wants to sing. All right. So there is a man who is wearing like Rob Halford-esque metal gear. You can watch this on Twitch. Yes, you can go to twitch.tv. Yes. There's a guy that looks just like Belichick that's staring at me through the window. He is.
That does look like Belichick.
It is. It's exceptional.
Holy crap.
I mean, it looks. I mean, Jesus, wow. You look like Belichick.
Dude, that guy hasn't said word one.
He's just staring down. I got to be honest. I'm actually intimidated.
They asked those trivia questions. He said not word one.
He said on to Cincinnati.
On to Cincinnati.
Why are you look just like Bill Belichick?
Why are you filming this, Bill Belichick? Why?
I don't think this kid answered.
He didn't think that was funny.
No, he didn't.
The alien kid I was interested in, and he's just staring.
He wouldn't answer any questions.
Yeah, he came all the way down here like, listen, you got to answer some questions. You want to get in? He's like, no.
All right. The Belichick guy's really, really not creepy at all. All right, so... Jesus Christ. All right, so
is that Bill? Do we know that's not Bill?
Oh, yeah, he loves the station. Mm-hmm. All right, so he'd be here if Zolak was here. All right, contestant number one, what's your name, sir?
My name's Mark Morris.
Okay, and you have been a Patriots fan for how long?
My whole life.
All right, now you're a singer?
Yeah.
All right, do you want to sing your We Love Tom Brady a song? Can you do it a cappella?
Sure, that's how I do it. I do it everywhere I go.
All right, here we go. Now your name is what again, sir?
Mark Morris.
Mark,
It says it on the sheet there that I provided.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, lyrics by Mark Morris.
All right, so here we go. Let's hear We Love Tom Brady with Mark Morris.
He's just too good to be true. His number is one, then a two. He feels like heaven to touch. I want to hold Tom so much. Or he's clutch. At long last, love has arrived. And we all collectively thank God Tom's alive. He's just too good to be true. His number is one, then a two. If I may. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
All right, I don't like it.
Not in?
I'm not in on that, Jones. Right, well,
this isn't the American Idol.
That's the best, though?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'm out of key. We love Tom Brady, and if it's quite all right, we need Tom Brady to warm the lonely nights. Oh, pretty Brady, you passed to Edelman. Oh, pretty Brady, married a Brazilian. Let me love you, Brady. Let me love you.
All right, Mark, you have an excellent voice, but this is a highly sexually charged song.
Yeah.
You're married.
Yeah.
To a woman?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, so there's nothing wrong if you weren't. All right, let's move on to the man who has the face paint on. He has got
no pants.
And he's got no pants on. He's got what's the armbands? You get leather armband situation.
Leather armband situation. I don't know. Who says eBay and alcohol don't mix? All of a sudden at 4 o'clock in the morning for $20, I'm a Viking from Medford.
My sir,
the Viking from Medford.
No, I appreciate that because I've gotten many of the Amazon packages that I don't recall making. Mark Morris and the Cat Tones were big locally back in the 90s.
Right. I'm in a couple of bands you've never heard of. That's not me. No.
Oh, that's not you?
I get calls back, though.
Okay, because that was from a salesman who, strangely for a salesperson, was wrong. All right, and what was your name again, sir? I'm sorry.
Mike McCarthy.
Mike.
All right, I get you as the Viking from Medford.
All right, I like that.
All right. Mark and Mike is...
And contestant number three, you were wearing sunglasses as Bill
I feel
Belichick.
Like Jim Murray. These lights are really bright.
Yeah, they are bright.
Yeah, well, you don't...
Right in my eye.
All right. Well,
and these are also Patriots.
Well, you're already out now. So.
Somehow, I don't think that Jim Murray needs to wear sunglasses, but he certainly doesn't need that cap. Everyone knows he's bald. All right. So, and you have been a fan for how long?
Well, I'm 22 years old, so 22 years.
Okay, so you have been, you have seen nothing but success.
Yes, okay. But I have told many friends, many family, that I do wish I was born in the 90s. Saw that 1-15 team, so maybe I would truly appreciate it more. but I'm going to stick with the team till I die.
Okay.
And that might be in a few years after after seeing all these Super Bowl wins and losses.
Okay, so you're into illicit drugs. All right, so Joe Murray.
What's your name?
Mike.
Glasses guy. Okay.
All right, so there's
Mark,
two
Mike, Mike?
Yeah, there's two Mikes, which is great.
So we got Mark Viking from Medford and Glasses guy.
All right, so is Joe, because Joe is, this is ultimately Joe.
You didn't give him a nickname? The singing guy?
No.
Yeah, the singing guy, you didn't give him a
singing
nickname?
Singing guy, all right.
Just singing guy. All right, so now your early impressions there.
The singing guy didn't show me enough emotion. You guys are supposed to be diehard fans who want this. So the only one that I
package,
have is,
baby.
You, is you right there, waking up at 4 a.m. and drinking and putting on makeup. That's what it's about.
Have you been drinking already?
Dilly dilly, baby.
Have you
shh, my wife's listening.
Well, I mean, what's
I don't get to
do?
Drink in my house?
A lot.
So, all right. And, okay, glass. And so, and you're feeling about the glasses.
Just why does he have to wear, what are you, playing poker? What are you
No, these lights are bright. I can take them
all
off.
All right, so. Yeah, take them off. Let's size
Joe,
them up. Yeah,
Joe, okay. Where did you grow up?
Hyde Park.
All right, so Hyde Park, he is a lifelong Patriots fan. I am not a Patriots fan. I feel that it would be a disservice to you gentlemen for me to make this decision. And obviously over here, Adam Jones is a lifelong Patriots fan.
Mm-hmm. Sports
culture. Even though you might not know that from listening to him. But he is here, and they will then they will proceed to talk. This is all on Joe Murray.
Oh.
He is the most qualified to do this.
Taking it seriously, too. Look at him.
He's been preparing for this.
This is
all
no
week.
Joke.
Yeah, he's already vetted. He's already been vetting people all morning.
Tough questions, too, man. Not messing around.
Someone take a picture of Bill Belichick. Because he looks... I mean, he's... He obviously knows.
The rest
he
of
looks
us, can
like
we got to get together and unmask this guy?
He obviously knows he looks like Bill Belichick because he's wearing a Bill Belichick sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Halloween, I did dress up as Josh McDaniels. That helps.
I can see that. That works.
Okay. Yeah. When I didn't have the beard.
And send that to the police if you would. All right. We will be back. We will be giving away this once in a lifetime prize thanks to Bud Light. And we'll be right back.
95 Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The Patriots have a chance to clinch the AFC East for the 10th year in a row. And Bud Light and 98.5 The Sports Hub want to send it. One winner and a guest to watch them do it. Winners will receive Patriots tickets the last two regular season home games with VIP. All right, dude, I'm doing a read. With VIP on-field access. And if they clinch, this is why we're doing this contest. And if they clinch the AFC East, you'll also have the opportunity to participate in a behind-the-scenes celebration with the team. Plus, you'll score tickets to the first home playoff game. These are all great prizes. This is all thanks to Bud Light. The New England Patriots and 98.5, the Sports Hub. Now, I am not a Patriots fan. That's been well known since 2006 that I've been here. So we happen to have Joe Murray, who this is ultimately going to be his decision. We have Adam Jones, Joe Murray from Hyde Park. He is a season ticket holder since 1993. He asked questions to vet the other people in the contest, and he was like shaking his head that they didn't know Steve Nelson's number.
Very, like, real disappointment. Like, first thing, he, like, burst into the room and was like, they didn't know Nelly.
And I'm like, I don't know who that guy is.
But, keeping the tickets.
And so we have Mike, who had a song for us. We have, or I'm sorry, Mark.
That's Mark.
And we have Mike, who is wearing face paint. He's wearing leather wristbands and...
And I'm still not the goofiest looking guy here.
at least the Belichick guy moved. All right, so you can watch all, by the way, watch this all on twitch.tv or the Twitch app. Just search 98.5 The Sports Hub. And we have Mike, who's a young man, and he has taken off his sunglasses, which I like that he did.
Welcome.
That.
Lights are still really bright.
Yeah, but they are all decked out in Patriots gear. And Joe Murray will ask you questions. He will. Both about the Patriots and whatever he wants. And feel free to chime in, Adam Jones.
Jones, nice. Feel free to back up here.
And just before you ask the questions, I ask that you address them by name.
Okay. Singing guy, since you're the ultimate Patriots fan, what's the last game that you've been to?
The last
home game.
The last road game was the rainy game against the Browns.
And that was at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the last road game you've been to?
I went to every road game this season, all eight of them.
That's got something.
I have pictures. Pictures to prove it.
All right. So my can I give my gripe with singing guy? This would be my one gripe. Can you be a real hardcore Patriots fan if Tom Brady's the number one guy? Like, I feel like usually, you know, that's more pink hat-ish than a hardcore fan, Tom Brady, no?
He's the GOAT. I'm trying to sing songs about, I'm trying to bring people together. I go to every bar in every city. I sing it out loud. I wear a goat head.
Yeah, but
I should have worn it in here, but
I'm kind of over the GOAT thing. Yeah. Like, I know he's the greatest, but, like, he sucks now. Yeah. Wait, we don't need the GOAT, okay?
Do you want to start Jared Stidham?
No, just that why we got to call the guy the GOAT all the time?
I didn't sing him the song. I just said he's too good to be
true.
Yeah,
but you're wearing the GOAT hat. We don't need a GOAT hat.
Yeah.
Go to the game and enjoy yourself. Yeah. Anyways, Viking guy.
Yes, that's my one gripe.
You're wearing you're right, Jones. You're Viking guy. You're wearing a Ben Coates jersey.
Yes.
What college did Ben Coates go to?
Ooh.
Come on, baby.
And I'll give you a hint. He had a tattoo branded on his arm with it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you know the tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not Miami, is it?
He went to Livingston College.
Mm.
Oh, Jesus, Joe.
I like the way you said that. Come on, man. He went to Livingston College. Yeah. Where all the greats come from.
Yeah.
Joe gambles on Livingston Weekly.
How did you not know that?
Yeah. I think you should have known that. He's one of the great. He might be the greatest tight end of all time.
Yeah, you do own his jersey.
Yeah,
Rob Gronkowski's probably the greatest tight end. But if you own his jersey, I mean,
under six catches,
you know where he's from.
Ben was my guy back in the day.
I think he's better than Shannon Sharp.
Was he, though?
Well, he was great. Yeah.
He was on the same team in that 2000.
No, I mean, was he your guy if you don't know where he went to college?
I just noticed something. Oh, Jesus. Zolak wears sunglasses. Why do I have to take mine off?
Don't worry about why he wears sunglasses.
He's got a wonky eye. All right.
Glasses guy, why is James White your favorite player?
Well, he should have won MVP in Super Bowl 51.
Why?
No, in your face, Brady guy.
I mean, he had 18 points in that game.
Points?
He scored eight. He ran the ball in the end zone.
Is this fantasy?
No. But he had a
2-point
conversion. He had the game-winning touchdown in overtime. I love Tom Brady, but James White should have won that MVP. I've met James White.
Oh, is that why?
A little bit of
Do you know the other players that he played in college with at Wisconsin at running back?
Yes.
Can you name them?
Melvin Gordon. I believe Monte Ball, who went to Wisconsin, was before
him. What's the last game you've been to?
Chiefs game. Sadly lost.
Yeah, did you yell at the refs?
It's bad line.
Of course.
Did you think that's why they lost was because of the refs?
No. I'm gonna say
not a Patriots fan then. That means you're not a Patriots fan.
I like that answer.
Makes you not a Patriots fan.
No. It
gotta
makes you a reasonable Patriots
gotta
fan.
Gotta blame the refs. That makes you a Patriots fan.
Not at all, because I blame Roger Goodell for Brady's suspension.
Now you lost me. It cost him 4 points, let's be honest. All right.
But Nikhil Harry had a touchdown.
Yeah, but it cost him 4 points. All right, so, I mean, they kicked the field goal. All right.
I want to double-check something. How many points did James White have in that Super Bowl?
It was either 18 or 20.
He doesn't
well,
know.
So, but which was it?
I'm going to go with 20.
Well, that wasn't your old answer, but it was 20. It is 20.
Okay. All right, so everyone's got a gimmick here. You got a singing guy, a Viking guy, and a glasses guy here. What else can you do here, singing guy?
What else can I do? I have a song about Bud Light, a Christmas song.
Wait, let him sing it. Sing it. No radio. Okay, sing Bud Light. Is it positive?
I'll have a Bud Light Christmas, that's certain. And when my friends are hungover and hurting, I'll be doing all right because I drank Bud Light. And there's no corn syrup in Bud Light.
All right, well, Bud Light wants him to win. All right.
This is American Idol.
No corn syrup. Don't forget it.
What about you, Viking guy?
Dude, I'm bringing the wood. I'm bringing the energy. That's what I bring.
All right, here's
a
question. I'm a season ticket holder. There's a certain place I like to tailgate. When you go to Gillette Stadium, where do you tailgate?
We just started doing the free lot. It's a longer walk, too, but it's worth it. And the guys that I go with, they're the last guys out.
So what's your setup for the tailgate? What do you do?
Oh, these guys got a tent.
These guys or you?
No. I go with a group.
Okay.
They're sweethearts. They won't let me do nothing. All I do is bring the steak tips, and they set up. Dude, they got a tent. They got a TV. They got everything. Never seen anything like it. All I got to do is crack that first one and get out of the way. It's awesome.
How do you cook your steak?
Medium rare.
Not a medium rare guy?
I'm a medium rare.
What are you?
Medium well.
That's amazing. I'm medium rare. You're wasting the steak.
Medium well. Just medium all day. Just rare.
Medium
what are you guys screwing around with medium for?
You're young.
Yes.
You're 22.
Yep.
What was your first memory of the Patriots?
My first real memory was the
James White scoring 18.
No. The 2004 Super Bowl. when Patriots beat the Eagles. Oh, yeah. Ronnie Harrison intercepted Donovan McNabb. McNabb was thrown up on the field.
Yeah,
you had T.O. with a broken leg. I'm pretty sure he had like 10 catches. Do you want to fact check me, Jones?
Who's the running back?
I'll fact check you. Yeah, while we're at it. Yeah, I'll log
who's
back
the running back
for the Pats?
Yeah.
Corey Dillon.
Oh. Yeah.
Clock killing.
Who do you replace?
Oh.
Antoine Smith.
Oh.
Yeah. Where did Antoine Smith play before the Patriots?
Believe the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Corey Dillon came from Cincinnati. Right.
Well, yeah, what did he do in Cincinnati?
What did he do wrong?
He broke a record. What was the record?
Oh. Most
was it a good record? Or
it was a good record.
Okay.
He's the all-time single-game rushing leader.
Single game.
That is a very difficult question.
No, you should have known.
Hey, everyone, Scott Zolak, ladies and gentlemen. He finally got Belichick to turn around.
All right, so I'm going to throw out a couple of questions, and then we'll...
T.O. had 9 catches in that Super Bowl.
I said 10. Ankle.
Now, singing guy, you're from where?
I grew up in Canton. I live in Norton, Mass. Now,
okay, you tried to bribe me saying you know someone from High Park.
I know everybody from High Park.
That is true.
I went to High Park. He's calling it High Park over here. I'm like, Park? I know.
Dude, I'm from Detroit.
And Viking guy, you're from Medford.
Medford, yeah.
All right, I like people from Medford. You're from where?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Oh, jeez.
I know, Jim Louth and I. Sup, Zo?
Hold on, man.
Hey, Zo. Hey, everybody. It's everyone's hero.
Do you remember? Yeah. Fred? Jones doesn't want to play any morning grab ass. He wants to just do sports.
Zo, do you remember the goat picture we took in Baltimore together? The goat head?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he remembers it.
The bar in Baltimore.
He's out.
Zo, can I put my
Cheetos and soda? Go. Yeah, Cheetos and soda.
All right. Can I get through this? I want to leave.
All right, quickly. Besides Tom Brady, what Patriots players have been named Super Bowl MVP Viking guy?
Super Bowl MVP, Deion Branch.
And?
Why am I going blank? Julian Edelman.
Yep.
All right, good.
There you go.
You pass.
Not James White.
This former first-round pick caught Tom Brady's first touchdown pass. Glasses guy.
Terry Glenn.
Good job.
He went to Ohio State.
Yeah, I knew that.
All right, the Patriots have selected 2 quarterbacks with the number one pick overall singing guy. Who are they?
They were Jim Plunkett and number one pick overall.
Oh, come on, you know
this. Drew Bledsoe.
Yes.
Okay.
I knew that one.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
Glasses guy.
You don't know his story. He overcame so much. He
was pick 199.
He was just a starting quarterback at Michigan. He was a big rags to riches story.
Drafted in Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
drafted in the NFL.
Belichick quarterback kept at Michigan. 4 quarterbacks his rookie year.
Yeah, who were the quarterbacks?
Mm. Ooh, I know this.
Brady, Bledsoe.
Yep.
Another star.
No, another star. A star that was a star quarterback. At Kansas State.
Who was drafted in the 7th round in 1999, the year before.
Michael Bishop.
Yep.
There you go. Okay. What Patriots running back was named Rookie of the Year in 1998?
Curtis Martin.
Wrong!
No! Ooh, 1998. A running back.
Viking guy.
The guy that got hurt. Steven.
He got hurt on the beach.
Oh, beach volleyball. Beach volleyball. Beach volleyball.
What's his name?
Steven. Come on!
Not Steven.
No. Robert. Robert.
98.
Robert. Robert is for it's Robert Edwards.
Robert Edwards.
I am beating you guys in trivia.
This is not good.
Big enough.
All right. One more round, and then we're going to take a break and we'll announce the winner.
Okay.
Yeah. One more.
Oh, one more now. Okay. Sorry, I thought we were going to go to a break here.
No, that's all right.
What was the final score of Super Bowl 36?
36. We lost. I was at the game. 37-20.
No, you're wrong.
Patrick.
20-17.
What's the score of Super Bowl 36? They didn't lose.
I'm talking with the Packers.
20-17.
Ugh. Boom! You got it. Nice job. In the infamous snowplow game here, glasses guy.
1985.
No.
No.
Who used his snowblower to kick a field goal?
What was the guy's name?
The name of the occupation.
What was the guy's name?
That drove the John Deere snowplow?
If you can, what's the guy's name?
Tony Franklin kicked it.
Or do you want to know who the kicker was or who plowed it?
We can do both.
Okay.
It was John Smith was the kicker, but Mark Henderson was the ex-con.
All right. Okay. We will take a break. We will do a headline.
You know this stuff.
You guys, I think you all did very well, even though there were some questions that you could not answer that I knew.
Which is Robert Edwards, no big deal.
Yeah, and I knew Michael Bishop.
Robert Edwards, come on.
All right. We will be back, and Joe Murray will pick out the fan who's going to win this great prize pack. Thanks to Bud Light, and then we all get to go away. All right, we will be back. Here are the headlines.
Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Boston's home for sports. The Sports Hub.
What's on your Christmas wish list this year?
That's kind of hanging with that stuff on a personal side. Just trying to get the team ready to go next week against the Jets. We're just trying to get the team ready to go against the Jets. I'll just leave the personal questions aside for right now. Yeah.
That would have been a tough question to answer. Yeah. I'm smiling at the Belichick guy, and he ain't smiling back.
There's nothing going on there. Those are dead eyes.
He looks so much like Bill Belichick.
It's really
spot on.
It is like a shark's eyes.
It is unsettling, yeah.
I mean, he looks exactly like Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
He's thinner.
I wonder what his son looks like. I was just going to say the exact same thing. He is he's a younger.
Like a more in shape Bill trimmer. Belichick. Do you know how I'm complimenting him? So as I don't
there
die.
Whoa, he's heading for the door.
All right. The alien kiss.
Where's Bert?
Yeah, you just got a mask on. All right. Max is the singer. I'm sorry, man. Mike can't read my own writing. Mark is the singer. Mike has got face paint on. He's got his leather bracelet. He has got
there's a Patriots like underwear going on.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so that, yeah, I got scared when he looked
at that. Is that a kilt? Or
it's a kilt.
Okay, and then you have Patriots underwear underneath. It's a perfectly made kilt made
by my wonderful wife, Kelly.
Nice. All right, Kelly, God bless you. And then we have Mike, who is the youngest here in studio. He is 22 years old. He is 22 years old.
An old soul, knows a lot about the
which
past,
is though. Not in the demographic. But nonetheless, don't let that influence your decision. Yeah. All right. As this is entirely up to Joe Murray again, as I... he's from Hyde Park. He's a season ticket holder since 93. He is a far better judge of who is the super fan. So your thoughts, Joe, as we finish things up.
So I'm going to give you guys 30 seconds each to explain why you should be the super fan and win this contest. I just have a few questions first and foremost. Will you guys flake out if you win this contest? Will any of you flake out?
Absolutely
not.
What are you? I thought you meant flake. You'll go crazy.
No, absolutely. Like, you'll go.
Nailed down.
100%.
Would any of you guys sell these tickets?
No.
Not
a chance.
Okay, and will one of you guys invite Fred?
Yes.
No, he's a Jets fan.
No.
I'll do whatever it takes.
We got a yes. Yeah.
He doesn't like Jets fans. I mean, that's a positive.
But just, yeah. Fred's big on being invited and then not going, so I just want to let it.
I can't what?
I didn't know Fred was Irish.
to what half? To what have I been invited and not gone? Didn't invite me to your party.
I know, but I'm going to invite. I don't know. You get upset when you don't get invited.
No, when I'm not told the whole show's going is when I got upset.
Okay. Just wanted to ask if one of these guys would win. All right.
I wouldn't go with one of them. What am I, insane? All right, go ahead.
Singing guy, you have 30 seconds. Why should you win?
Why should I win? Well, this year I went all in. I went to every road game. I had to take time off work. I had to fly on Saturdays, come home on Sunday night sometimes. I love the Patriots. They're my team, and I would love to win and get experience on the field. And I'd like to thank Bud Light and 98.5 and you yourself, Joe, for even considering me for this prestigious award.
Mm. All right.
He's buttering you up over there.
Touching all the bases.
Yeah, that's right. You do get VIP the on-field access if you win these.
Imagine that, huh? All right, Viking guy, why should you win the contest?
Whoa, because we want that AFC East Championship, baby. And I am not lost in the razor. I'll bring the wood. I'll bring the energy. My daughter's never been to a game, and she signed up for all three if we go. No question. Never been on the field. Never been in the locker room. I'd love to see the boys. I'd love to celebrate. I'd love to pour beer over their heads.
In fairness, I don't know if it's locker room access. It's just something after the game with the team. I just
love to be there anyway.
Do you know how much of a pain in the ass these contests are with legal crap? So there's something with the team.
Nothing expected, man.
No.
Just want
to
be there.
No. You will get the tickets to the last two regular season home games with VIP on-field access. And if they clinch the East, you'll also have an opportunity to participate in a behind-the-scenes celebration with the team. Plus, you'll score tickets to the first home playoff game. I just don't know if that will be in the locker room. All right.
Finally, glasses guy, why should you win the contest?
All right, well... Yes, I'm the youngest one here, and mm-hmm. I haven't seen the bad days. But I have seen 6 Super Bowl wins, 3 losses. One in Super Bowl 52 that wasn't Belichick's fault, should have made a tackle on 3rd and 17. But I've seen all 6. James White should have been Super Bowl 51 MVP. Besides the point, Brady, supposedly is in decline. He's actually hurt this year, Jones.
Mm.
Do you want to start, Jeff?
He's just old.
That's not helping the cause.
His age is not helping that injury.
Regardless, he's a 42-year-old quarterback.
Yes, you have all these things. Okay, your 30 seconds is up. All right, well, if you're asking me... I'm not being a dick. I mean, it's up. All right, so here's the deal. Bill Belichick is bothering me, and I can see him out of the corner of my eye.
Even closer.
I'm not going out there for $1 million. So here's the deal. As I think that these guys are all good fans, I'm not making that up. I think that they have an impressive knowledge of the games. I appreciate someone who travels to all those games, but I will say that it requires a deal of wealth, which I imagine could get you into two games. I like that the guy with the face paint is all. I like the idea he's taking his daughter. And I will say, for a 22-year-old, he knew a tremendous amount of Patriots trivia. I think everyone has a great deal of knowledge. But I'm saying they're all worthy contestants, but it is not my decision.
Jones, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, I already aired. I don't like that Brady's your guy. I got to be honest. If you're a hardcore Patriots fan, we got to go a little deeper than Brady. So that was my critique over here. I just feel like if you haven't lived through the rough times, and I'm on the young side too, but I feel like if you haven't lived through the rough times, then, you know, all you've known is good. I like the energy over here. I didn't like that he didn't know where Ben, if you got the Ben Coach jersey, you should probably know where he went to college.
Oh, Jesus.
That would be my, well, it's just, you got the jersey. You should know a lot about him.
Yeah, but he went to some school I've never heard of.
Yeah, but he had a big L.
Well, you have his name on your back. That's your guy.
So maybe he went to LSU. What the hell do I know about
that? I'm just saying you should know it if you're going to wear the coach jersey. So those would be my little critiques.
I would give him a break with the not knowing.
Okay. I took notes, glasses. This guy's too spoiled because they've been too successful. Singing guy buttered me up too much. And the Viking guy mentioned his daughter. So Viking guy's going to...
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Mike with the face paint and the kilt. The Patriots have a chance to clinch the AFC East for the 10th year in a row. And Bud Light and 98.5, the Sports Hub, want to send one winner and a guest to watch them do it. Winners will receive Patriots tickets to the last two regular season home games. That means, Mike, you will be there. And you will get on-field access, something that I've never done. I've never been on the field of a professional football game. And if they clinch the AFC East, you'll also have the opportunity to participate in a behind-the-scenes celebration with the team.
Awesome.
Which is, I've never done that. You'll score tickets to the first home playoff game, which is fantastic. It's all thanks to Bud Light. And I got to say, Mark, I appreciate you. You're a true pro for the Bud Light. Yes. You deserve something. Well, they'll throw you something. And the kid, you get something. It's all thanks to Bud Light, the New England Patriots, and 98.5, the Sports Hub. Thank you. I think you guys were all tremendous. I really do appreciate that
thanks
you came in.
And, go Pats, baby.
That's right. Go Pats. And I think that they win, obviously, this Sunday. But you guys, thank you so much. Everyone was incredible. Thank you, everyone who showed up today. I'm sorry that you didn't get a chance to participate in the contest.
Yeah, good work.
And thank you for Bill Belichick for frightening me. Are you his wife?
No. The guy next to her.
Yeah. We can't.
Help
we can't.
Her.
You're his helper?
That's Linda Holiday. What do you mean?
Okay. I don't know what she's saying. I thought she's saying I'm his helper. All right. Well, listen. You guys have a... good day.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all of you. I do appreciate it. You guys were great in the year.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.